Current podcast.
Current podcast.
Current podcast. Find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. Now you get to see what it takes to create something for y'all to listen to and watch. I hope y'all appreciate it. Let's get it.
Do you agree, Kim, that we are what we eat?
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
But I'm not a fat
that,
taco yet. I'm trying to get there.
I mean, I love tacos.
Because I just had this, if I'm being honest, my parents were out of the country for a couple of weeks. First week it was all right. I was just telling Manny about this, how it was like, I had my cousin with me, so we were still kind of having home cooked food. But then she left, and then I was working a lot, so I wasn't really at home a lot. So I was getting a lot of fast food, and I felt very sluggish that week.
Yeah.
Parents came back. getting, you know, a lot of vegetables in and protein how I was before and feel a lot better. So that's why I just wonder if that's not something that's included in the book, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's,
yeah. I mean, when you have inflammation of any kind, so like inflammation could be headache, joint pain, clearing your throat, your eyes tearing, nausea, bloating, heartburn, burping, stomach noises, gas that's smelly, diarrhea, constipation, itchy skin, those kinds of things. Any of those.
You're inflamed.
You're inflamed. And that actually lowers your motivation across the board in all things.
To do focus.
To make good decisions, to work out, to drink water. Lowers inflammation. I mean, lowers motivation in all things.
I was seeing a study recently where it was talking about how it was correlating depression to eating a lot of fast food, actually.
Yeah.
And it just, that resounded in my head is that you are what you eat and whatnot. Yeah. So.
And alcohol, actually, one of the side effects of alcohol is depression and also like
anxiety. There's people, I have a friend who gets a hangover anxiety.
Yeah.
Where like the next day after he drank, he's like very anxious.
Yeah. Like Claritin causes me to be depressed or have like depressive kind of like pointed like feelings. And then also like marijuana.
I was about to say that.
So those kinds of things.
I have my mood swings. I smoke weed and then like I have my moments where like I'll get too lost in thought and then I'll start thinking the worst things. Like recently I've lost people in my family that. It always hits, you smoke and then you start thinking, who's next or am I next? And
yeah.
Then you start getting all like depressed and in your feelings and stuff. So that is for sure true. You know what I mean? Like as far as the drinking, like I just started drinking again. So I can't really like say I've been being depressed under the influence, but I can see where people
it like
can
lowers your vibration. So sure. You don't want to do things.
Right. It's interesting how like you're saying we are what we eat, but I'm eating three tacos and for lunch, that's what it's at. It's for lunch. So I'll fast in the morning, or sometimes I eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You're trying to gain weight. And you're fasting in the morning.
But it's just because I don't
counterproductive.
I don't have no appetite. I'm not trying to gain weight anymore because like I remember when we talked last time I was, but now it's like I'm at this point where I'm kind of like, all right, this is what it is. It's not gonna happen without you doing eating more.
Yeah.
And then it kind of goes into like I talked to my client recently, John Sally. He was like, "Yeah, bro, you gotta go get cleaned." Where you know, I forgot what it's called.
A detox?
No, it's not. It's like a detox, but it's you do it with a detox, but it's where they put the hose up.
Oh, colonic?
Yeah, is that?
I mean, no.
How do you feel about that?
First of all, I don't love
to detox. And all
I don't love you fasting, and I also don't love colonics. Mm,
okay, why?
And I also then I'm thinking about like anxiety, and I heard you just started therapy, and so you know. If you aren't hungry and you have a low appetite, that's a coping mechanism, right? Because you don't actually have all of the digestive enzymes and all the things you need to break down food properly. So you lose your appetite.
Mm.
So I think dealing with any anxiety or stress is actually going to help you put weight on.
Okay. So automatically in the morning, there's a trigger of anxiety that
does it automatic? Let's talk about that.
I don't eat it. I don't need it. Like, it's not something that, like, you know, some people, I don't know. Would you want to eat in the morning?
Yeah.
Just because we're different sizes. We're different range. So like,
I'm used to having three meals, but I don't eat more than that. So
that first meal, what time is it at?
9 a.m.
What time do you wake up?
I wake up at 7. Between 6:30, 7.
What's your last meal of the night before?
6 p.m.
So he's got like I can't do the math, 14-hour fast?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And what about you?
I'm usually eating cookies at 12 a.m. Milky cookies.
Okay, like, so
I ain't even gonna lie to you.
And that's a glucose spike. Like, which she would tell you it's not the greatest.
That's just like my thing. Like, it's my comfort food almost in the sense. I was reading a book earlier and I was like, let me read something. And I was like, dang, I know she's gonna say this.
Like, you know, it's funny. I used to be like that a lot too, but I stopped. I gave up milk. I don't drink milk like as in like how I used to, where I would have a glass of milk with cookies at the end of the night, like or cereal. Like I don't have that in my diet. Like I'm kind of like my last meal is the latest it'll be is 8 p.m. But my first meal is like 11, almost between 11 and 1 p.m. the next day.
I mean, okay, first of all, let's just have a lesson in the fact that we all love our bodies and our bodies need us to take care of them all day long.
Right. I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm 32
and we need
now,
and I'm food. Like, we need fuel. And if we want to like wake up in the morning ready for our day, we want to have a good night's sleep. We want to wake up rested. We want to be able to sleep through the night. So we actually don't want to eat 4 to 6 hours before we go to bed. So if there's ever going to be a fast, it's at night. After dinner, kitchen's closed, then you should wake up hungry in the morning. That means your metabolism is roaring and that means everything is ready to go. And that's how we balance our blood sugar. If you eat late at night or drink milk, well, sometimes you need milk for
that's
blood
like
sugar,
that
right?
That covers your stomach and then you don't have like, it's like a big ass coat, right? That you just layered over your stomach.
Well, and you're actually, when you eat late at night, you're actually telling your body, this is the time to wake up. And so you're doing the opposite and then your body responds.
And it's actually harder than to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Because then you end up going to sleep. Like the later you eat, then you end up going to sleep 2 hours later or 1 hour later. Because that happens to me. If I eat like at 9, I can't go to sleep like right at 11. I'm probably going to push it till midnight.
Yeah.
Like it just psychologically
just
happens.
Well, there's a couple things that are happening, right? Like do you ever notice, have you guys ever taken melatonin? You know, melatonin is like the hormone to help you go to sleep. Okay. Yes. Don't take it. Try not to take it, okay? Because our body naturally makes it. And so if you have taken melatonin and you missed the window to go to sleep, then you know you can't go to sleep, right? So we naturally make melatonin and it comes around 9:30, which is why I'm like, let's do your podcast early because I go to bed like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So melatonin hits, you get a little drowsy. If you miss the window, you cannot fall asleep. That's and true. Then you cannot stay asleep. So maybe you can fall asleep, but you can't stay asleep. So those are two different sleep issues. Both cause inflammation and lower your motivation. So like if you aren't sleeping well, then your body's under stress. And that is the problem in so many things.
And I think that's the misconception is sometimes people think it's stress of
that's
like
crazy.
Problems or right. life. But it's you actually putting your body in stress for the lack of sleep.
Yeah. Overeating, undereating. Mm-hmm. Your body is like feast, famine, not sure. That's stress. Hunger, stress. Overeating is stress. Lack of sleep, too much sleep, stress.
That is interesting because now I'm thinking. At first I said I thought starving myself like in that lapse of when you're fasting at night, right? Because you're hungry and you're not going to eat. But then the other side, the flip side was like, no, but then in the morning, you're going to want to have a nice meal. You're not going to just want to eat some BS waffles and go.
Yeah, but would you eat like 3 weeks ago on a Wednesday?
I forgot.
2 years ago on a Thursday.
I remember.
Last Thanksgiving. Barely can remember.
Right.
So we have such short-term memories. You're putting so much emphasis on tomorrow's meal. We're going to have 21 meals this week. We won't remember any of them.
It's just about getting.
It's fuel.
It's about once you get to that bridge.
It's fuel. And you should absolutely love what you're putting in your mouth. You should love it. You won't remember it. You don't need to overeat it. You know, if you want more, it's only because you want fun. So it's more pleasurable to eat than not to eat.
Did you see there was like an outbreak today on some fruits. Did you see that today?
Oh, no.
I had to send it to my wife because I was kind of shook because I have kids that they eat all types of vegetables and fruits and stuff. I don't know where my phone went.
It's also funny what you just said too because it makes me think of the fat bastard quote from Austin Powers at the end of the second movie. He's like, I'm unhappy because I eat and I eat because I'm unhappy.
Yeah, so well said.
That's America for you.
Yeah.
So I'm like wondering like, damn, what about those outbreaks? Like, should we just grow our own food?
I mean, that I don't want to do that, but I kind of do want to do that too. So
because it's like
the world's scary, right? It's a scary place right now. So, but if your microbiome system is intact, so that means your digestive tract isn't stressed, right? So that's the food loves you back part, and you're not taking antibiotics and you are learning how to meditate or relax in life, then you most likely can break down foods, and your body should be able to break down bacteria, viruses, and funguses. It's when we're inflamed and not taking care of our systems is when we are affected by those things.
When talking about inflammation, I know that majority of the people always assume the tomatoes, because I've always heard of this. Don't eat too much tomato, it gets you inflamed. And everybody goes with that one. But what are other foods that can get you also that inflammation that most people don't think that gives them inflammation?
I think you're referring to what's called nightshades. Mm-hmm. And those are like eggplants and bell peppers. But the truth is that everybody has their own story, right? We all have different things happening in our body. We all take different medications. We're going through different things. So it's really personal. Mm. Like I probably told you, blueberries like totally give me diarrhea. Mm-hmm. I know you wanted to know that.
Appreciate the information.
But not everybody, right? And most people would think they're a healthy food. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think we have to be careful with healthy, because what's healthy for you and me are not the same.
True.
Food is personalized. It's like,
do you still eat it because you like it though? Sorry, Benny.
No,
because I know there's certain foods sometimes for certain people where like they know it's gonna do them bad.
Oh, you're talking about the people that are lactose intolerant.
But there's other.
They're like, I'm willing to risk it for a little bit of ice cream.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I know. I actually always think like, how is this food gonna make me feel? And then I like take care of my body because I want it to be around for a very long time, and I don't want to like not feel well tomorrow. Yeah, I have, you know, 15 clients and 3 kids. I want to be ready.
Yeah. Ready to attack life.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And is there a way, I remember last time you did give this, but just a way of finding out like what foods are good for you.
Yeah,
and
really
for you.
Well,
I remember there was a test that you said.
Yeah, it's 30% time. Off right now.
Okay.
So good. It's the best. It's like a game changer, but it's tells you what foods you're sensitive to. So it only tells you right now what you're sensitive to. Mm-hmm. And then you can, it changes, right? So like in 6 months, hopefully you've done the work, which means you've added a good probiotic. You've added some omega-3s through like flax, hemp, or chia. And you've like had a variety of fruits and vegetables and eliminated these foods, and you should heal your gut. So when you're around foodborne illnesses, you're less sensitive to them.
Mm. What was the name of that test?
Everly Well.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll text it to you.
Okay.
It's the best.
So Kim, what's the secret sauce?
Water.
Nice. You guys know that?
Mm-hmm. Should we all have a sip right now?
I don't have
my cup, but
my has a little bit of water, you can say. It's ice. Nah, but that's interesting. So
what do you guys know about water?
That's what I was about to ask, because I don't know much about it. I just think we're 75% made us of water, right?
Common sense, right? Our body has majority of water.
Bruce Lee
we need
said,
it
be like water.
The interesting thing is that you can also drown if you drink too much water. Right,
that's wild.
You need a balance.
Yeah.
So
we're surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. Right. Our body should be over 55% water. And they have these really cool scales now that you can like measure your body weight and your body water, and you can see how hydrated or dehydrated you are. 1% dehydrated, which is about 2 of these, will make you feel like you have the flu. And almost everyone is walking around dehydrated. Yeah. For every 1 cup of coffee, you need 2 additional cups of water. So everybody needs about 8.
Right.
There's also the argument that you can be drinking water, but that doesn't mean that you're actually hydrated.
Totally.
So what's that difference?
Yeah. So that's why that scale is so cool. Like I have a client right now. She drinks 1 gallon of water and 3 electrolyte tablets in that water to help absorb. And she's having such a hard time. She's at 41.6%. And again, you want to be at 55. And she's struggling to absorb water. And it's mostly because of our diet. So if you think about the word carbohydrate, mm-hmm. when we eat carbohydrates, it hydrates. So that's why Gatorade is the number one hydrating drink, because it's sugar, which is carbohydrate, connected to water. Right. So we absorb it. So the people who should drink
sugar anymore, right?
sugar.
It's not sugar in a Gatorade, right? Isn't it corn syrup or something like that?
Yeah, but it converts to sugar. It converts to glucose.
Your body doesn't recognize it. It just still be like, it's sugar. Come on.
It's sugar. It's sugar. It's fruit. When you get fruit, milk, it's crazy. People are crazy. Yeah.
They're trying to trick us, man.
They are. But that everything is formulated to copy Gatorade, to be honest, right? But the only people who need Gatorade are people who have been outside in the sun for 2 hours or longer.
So it's, you got to have put your body through that.
You got to, yeah.
That's why the commercials show you someone sweating, someone working out.
So nobody else needs it.
Bro, the commercials lied to me. I never sweated out that color that I was drinking.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. So athletes and like people who have infections or colds, they need hydration. But if you have like an all beef diet, you can't absorb water.
Because of the potassium, they say that it's, because it has a percentage of potassium.
Yeah.
And I've heard that when you're like have a flu or something, drink the Gatorade does help you.
We have 100, we're made of 100 trillion cells, and our cells are full of water, 43% water. And so you're talking about a potassium sodium balance. And that's why you want to be very careful not to overdrink, because then you're messing the sodium potassium. That's how you drown, or how you pee out all your necessary vitamins and minerals, right? So it is a balance. Yeah. I love that scale. I'll send you that too.
Yeah. You got to send that.
Yeah.
What is your perspective, Kim, on multivitamins?
I mean, I love insurance.
That's like insurance, huh?
Yeah. I love insurance. And sometimes people really need the support. Yeah.
I think to get deeper on his question is, some people say that it's not always good to drink the multivitamin one. It's better to get them separate. So what would be your thoughts on that?
Thank you,
Mary. I think it depends on the person for sure. I personally take separate ones. I have in the past taken a multivitamin. I'm okay with either one, to be honest. They offer different things. So it really depends on what the multivitamin has, what you need it for. I mean, right now I don't feel like I need all the things a multivitamin has in it. So I'm taking like a separate D, right? Or a separate iron.
Yeah, that's the one thing I always tell people is do the checkup. See like what you're deficient on and what you need. Because also too, just randomly taking one, if say you didn't eat, a lot of people don't even know that. If you didn't eat and you take one, your stomach's going to hurt.
Yeah, sour stomach.
You can also get headaches. Depending if it's like a dosage that's too high for you, because you already have enough, you can get a headache off.
Most multivitamins you pee out, because so there's water soluble and fat soluble vitamins. So the fat soluble are A, D, E, and K. When you actually take a multivitamin and it says 100%, you actually are only absorbing 35% of that whole pill. You're never absorbing 100% of it. That's number one. But there are so many extra ingredients that people are sensitive to that are causing headaches too. Like for instance, malt is in a lot of them. It totally makes me sick. Like raging migraine.
Malt, what is that?
It's in barley. It's in pretzels.
Oh. So it's like, is it the smell or
No, it's like an ingredient in a multivitamin.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's like so many extra things in multivitamins that don't belong there. So you really have to read the label.
That's because everybody's not made the same, so they just throw everything in there to see.
Yeah,
because it's also like a
multi-billion-dollar
multivitamin. It's like you're basically making a cocktail of different things.
Yeah,
being like it's for everyone, but it's like that's why it's like no, get tested, see what you actually need and what's actually good for you.
Yeah, but the water soluble ones, you'll pee out what you don't need. You won't absorb them. And the fat soluble, you're only absorbing 35%. You just got to make sure that the ingredients you're taking are actually in the capsule.
Yeah.
So when you're buying a multivitamin or any supplement, you want to make sure it says USP on it. It stands for United States Pharmacopoeia. And that actually means it dissolves in your body. Like Centrum never went through the testing.
Oh,
really? But they advertise it like it's...
Right.
Like, and that's like a stamp on the side of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's almost like USP. FDA approval type vibe.
Kind of. Yeah. And basically all it means, and the only thing it means, is that it dissolves in your body.
Doesn't come out of your body.
Yeah.
So that can be like cancerous, can it? Anything that just kind of...
I mean, I don't think that is. These vitamins aren't... That, I'm Okay, so if you take high levels of fat-soluble vitamins, there was a study where they stopped it. It was a 10-year study. They stopped it short because I think there were 10,000 male doctors in the study taking high levels of fat-soluble vitamins, which is A, D, E, and K, and hundreds of doctors were developing lung cancer. So they stopped the study, and what they found is high doses were changing the lining of your lung tissue.
Oh.
So the only person who would take high levels would be somebody who has like macular degeneration, and you'd be supervised by your eye doctor. But in general, you should not take
that many
high doses.
It's interesting.
So Kim, the last time we had you on the podcast, it was during COVID, right?
It was a Zoom meeting or something, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or in the middle of it. Was it in the middle of it?
It was in the middle.
Yeah, I think it was like 2021, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Right in the middle.
I think I was writing this book.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's where I was.
This hadn't came out yet.
Yeah. I was losing my mind writing it.
You were in the middle of writing this book.
Yeah.
You've now completed it and it's out, right?
How
many months has this been out?
Since July.
Yeah.
So July, what's the reception been on the book?
I mean, I think it's doing really well. And lots of people are telling me that there's so many nuggets that's like changing their perception and that they're able to adopt and have great results. So, I mean, my heart is full. I am so excited about it.
You're reaching your objective that you set to the mission statements.
Want it to be easier than people think.
Dope. That's just great to hear. Cause I remember when you were on the podcast, you were so enthusiastic to write it and like telling us about it. And then to see it now in hand, it's like, I didn't think you were going to bring us one, to be honest. So thank you for the book.
You're welcome. My wife's
going to appreciate it a lot because we got three little kids that, you know, I don't want them to be like me. Trust me, I'm a terrible eater. They would tell you I'm picky as heck. And then like, that hasn't changed, you know? So I'm still trying to work on that. But something that I was reading earlier today when I was like kind of reading the book, it still always goes back to like that comfort, your trauma, your childhood thing. And that's what I was going to kind of say about the milk and cookies for me. That I feel like it brings me back to my childhood, that's why I still do it. And I don't know about you, Marisa, but that's why I still do it.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it just because I felt like I need to grow up. The milk especially was just...
Not agreeing with you?
Nah, exactly. I just...
Yeah. Yeah. But you see, after I got my appendix taken out, it started agreeing with me. And that's what I started tripping out. Like, I was like, why?
That is so weird. That should be like the opposite. But okay.
That's another thing too. I wasn't a coffee drinker. I started drinking coffee in the last 6 months, I would say. And when I drink coffee, I drink milk, but I get oat milk. I don't get just regular milk. So, and I'm still able to do dairy products because I do milkshakes. I do all that stuff, but I just don't do it like how we used to, where it was, you know, cookies and milk, cereal. Like
I do cookies.
That's foreign to me. And honestly,
I just want to talk to you about why you, when your parents left, how come you didn't just start cooking then?
I was working a lot too. Yeah. That was a big reason why I just didn't
have food prep. So hard.
It is. Yeah. But I don't think, you know what? It's not. It's about being lazy. Because honestly, I've had to pick up the slack.
Or knowing what to do.
I've had knowing what to do, but also being lazy because I've had to like pick up the slack in cooking for my family. Like my wife's teaching the kids in school and doing this. Or just she's hands full with three kids.
Yeah.
And I got to be like, all right, bro.
But it's the same reason why you said earlier. It's like a convenience thing to just be able to get.
Yeah, but
working.
He could have gone to Costco. He could have got a $5 chicken. He could have just cooked some rice. Then you have chicken and rice.
And you can just have that in the fridge waiting for you and then you just heat it up. But like you should always serve fruits and vegetables, like always, always.
I'm so good about that.
Because
so
the more they see them, the more they're going to want to try. And here's the one thing we're going to talk about the next time that you're going to do this one thing. You are never going to call yourself a picky eater again, ever.
All right, I'm going to have to stop. It's like I stopped calling myself a tourist because of the thing.
Why? That one I'm okay with.
No. Because the correlation to what a tourist is not something I want to be named.
I'm a tourist.
Yeah, but do you want to be known as stubborn?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing because I want to be open-minded, not stubborn in my ways and like, you know.
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad.
No,
just think
just like because so I've like every time you know how like when you meet somebody and be like, oh, what's your sign? You find out. Me and you are cool because we're both Tauruses, right?
Yeah.
But somebody that would be like let's say a Cancer, like or you're an Aries, right? And then be like, yeah, exactly. You're an Aries. Like it's always like somebody got something bad to say. Like on any, on
especially
any.
Honestly, same thing. Something for, you could say I'm in like the dating pool, dating world thing, and that's one thing. That like, what's your sign? It's like, oh, you're a fire sign. Like, and I'm like, bro, you don't even know me. Like, you already set up this whole connotation about me. You don't even know me.
About the Clipper girl, man.
So it really bothers you, huh?
I don't let it bother me, but it's like I what bothers me is that it's such a repeating
the tone
thing.
Said it all.
It's a repeating thing when it's like you meet a totally different person, and that's the response. It's like, oh, you're a fire sign. You're this, like before it was just you're an Aries, and now I'm learning that oh, certain signs you're an Earth, you're a water sign. Or
well, you know, like Taurus and Aries get along well,
right?
Yeah, makes sense, right? I don't know, but there's lots of parts of the Taurus. You're not all the parts.
That's what I trip out on, like, you know, but I just...
It's only like, one. You have, like, three signs,
I just
right?
don't fully agree with it all.
There's a rising sign and your sun. So, like I'm a Capricorn, so actually I'm a Taurus, but the way you actually see me is back. Capricorn.
I'm a dollar sign.
That's because of Bad Bunny.
It's true, though, bro. Forget all that. Just I mean...
You're cute, huh? Okay.
It's Bad Bunny.
That's awesome.
He's like, my new zodiac sign is the bunny sign.
Talking about... No, man. Yeah, go ahead.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's our segment on zodiac signs, guys.
Yeah. For real, huh? My bad.
No, that was cool. One thing that I was reading on chapter two was when you're talking about looking through the glass.
Or, yeah.
One thing that I was reading too was the irrational versus the irrational, and then how a lot of people are it's all about distractions and all that stuff. So I feel like we were talking about that earlier. And when, even what I'm talking about right now, when I'm like, oh, I didn't have time, this and that, it's probably using that also as a distraction that like you can just go, you know,
yeah,
kind of.
That's the perfect quote. I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland, and the White Queen is talking to Alice, and she says to Alice, the problem with people is they forget their future memories. And Alice is like, what are you talking about? And the queen says, we all know exactly how this goes if we don't change. Mm. And like we did this in 2021, right?
And yes.
We had a conversation. I'm like, I'll see you and you're gonna, and we know exactly how this goes.
You know why? Because the patterns are the same. So
but unless we break them, Taurus, exactly, right?
Right. And in some aspects I've broken, like I think in 2021 when we were talking, Was I just getting sober off an addiction?
I think so.
Yeah, you had
that pattern has remained. I'm still sober.
You had a year from that time,
right? Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, you know, going on almost 3 years sober now. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
You know? But there's still other areas that, like, I'm so glad I have met you because it made me really feel like, dang, okay, me eating food or me not eating food is correlated to how even what you're saying. Like, you go to sleep at 9:10:30, right?
Yeah.
Or 10 is the latest, right?
Whenever I'm ready for sleep, I go to sleep. But I listen to my body.
But it's like at a usually 9:10 o'clock, right? And then you wake up the next day charged and energized.
Yeah.
That you've already kind of synchronized your body to be in this routine, and it's an optimal, healthy, you know, all of the above.
Yeah.
And then you're preaching it to everybody, and you're like, "Yo, do this, and it's gonna be life changing." Like, what's the worst pushback you've gotten? Has somebody ever just been like, man, F off, Kim. What are you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. Or
I think people get really stuck on the, you can eat whatever you want. Cause they really don't like, I would say people hate the 15 minute rule, which is start when you're hungry, wait 15 minutes and see if you need more food. Mm. That's just the state of anxiety a person is in.
It's running through their veins, huh?
It's total FOMO. Like, I'm totally afraid that I'm not going to have enough food. Mm. And I'm also afraid I'm going to miss out on something that's enjoyable.
That's kids, though. I see my kids doing that.
That's not just kids.
No, but do you see how kids do that, though? Like, they be like...
No, kids actually only eat when they're hungry.
Oh, my
kids. And they stop when they're satisfied. We train that out of them.
Okay.
By saying, you got to eat that, too.
Mm-hmm. You got to eat everything on your plate.
So leave how would you, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. My 3-year-old's, I'm not going to say the word, but you just told me not to say
it. She gets it from daddy.
She gets it from daddy. That's what I'm going to say.
That's why we don't want to say it.
Right. Taurus. And she's a Taurus, a week apart. She was supposed to be born on my birthday. Imagine that. But anywho, she is, how would I help her with that? To like,
yeah,
hey, man, try this, mommy. Like, you know what I'm
saying? So the most important thing is that kids need to know they matter. like just like we need to know we matter, right?
Right.
So what I would do when I go home mm-hmm. is I would take my three kids, which is what I've done, and I would create a calendar. And I would say, you're Monday, you're Tuesday, you're Wednesday, mommy's, you know, Thursday, I'm Friday. What do you want for dinner on this night?
Ooh.
How are you going to help cook this? And then you're always going to serve one or two vegetables and a serving, like a serving, beautiful platter of fruit, like a crudite, like a cheese board, but a fruit board
right.
at dinner. And the kids can help doing that. And so whatever is picked on Monday, that's it. But no one's going to go hungry because there's sides of rice and pasta and fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And everybody gets their own night. Everybody's in charge. And remember that in order for somebody to be comfortable with a food, they have to see it at least 10 times. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is you can like kind of move that a little faster by putting them in charge of the food.
They're going to get to pick and
their hands are in it and they're like, okay, this isn't so bad. That's right. why at school they're more prone to try things.
It's so challenging for me because I'm going to be the one that's going to be like, no, I don't want to touch it. But you know what? I've been having to touch eggs lately and I used to hate even smelling eggs. And I got to cook it for these kids. Like, I can't deprive them because I don't like it. So
wait, let's just do a deep dive in you. Like, why would you have like
I'm working on it, man?
Why?
I don't know. I mean, still to this day, I think it's getting better because I can smell it and cook it.
Yeah.
Because before I couldn't. I think the last time I told you it was like a gag reflex yeah. I got. I'm not getting that anymore. So I might need to
but
have
there
to
could
just,
be real reasons why. Like you're like really in your head judgy, like something's wrong with you. But the truth is like I can't stand beef. And I in my entire life, I've never bitten into a hamburger. Okay.
Really?
Ever. But I love a turkey burger. And I did the food sensitivity test. I get like probably 5 or 6 years ago, I got my first one.
I need to do that test.
Beef
for sure.
was on my test. Like, not only have I never eaten beef, and I'm 50.
That it's not good for you.
It's not actually good for me.
That your body will reject it.
Reject it. And you know what else is on my list? Peas. And, like, I would do, like, a full temper Don't tantrum like if peas were anywhere on my plate. And, like, I can't.
Okay, so.
Did you not like them touching other stuff, too? Like,
no, there was no peas on my plate.
No peas at all. I agree with her on that one. You talked about fruit. And a lot of people have the argument that you shouldn't be eating too much fruit because it has too much sugar.
Who are these people?
Right?
People.
These are the
Do they live in human bodies? Do they live in human bodies?
People at my barbershop. Not just at the barbershop, at my work. Is they always talk about, oh, like if someone's trying to lose weight, don't be eating fruits because...
Yeah,
sugar in it.
Okay, but I'm that's the best bullshit on natural. That. Okay, so that's... remember that you eat when you're hungry, and you start with half. There's that fail safe. No one's overeating fruit because they're starting with half their normal portion. Okay, mm-hmm. A piece of bread has 15 grams of carbohydrate. So does a piece of fruit. But what fruit has that bread doesn't have are antioxidants. What are they like? All the ones that prevent like disease.
Amino acids.
Antioxidants that keep you healthy. You can't get them anywhere else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't get them anywhere else. So if you don't eat them, you're actually then causing your body to have free radical overload or inflammation. And that's how cancer is developed, right? Mm-hmm. So fruits and vegetables actually protect you from disease. Where are you going to get that from? A multivitamin? That is only 35% absorbed?
Some people would argue on that, yeah.
I would say no. Yeah.
Okay.
I just do it with water.
Warm water?
Strawberries are a dirty food, right? You know what that means? Like it's on the dirty food list. So there's only a handful of foods that are on the dirty food list. So it's really hard to clean. But the truth is, don't we need some of that dirt?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So I try and buy organic, which means hopefully less sprays. But then we know the wind blows from one farm to the next. And again, I hope that my constitution is strong enough to handle it all. And like, you know, I'm drinking water out of a plastic cup. There's plasticides in here, everything in moderation. And the placebo effect, I believe, is very real. So I am also like, this water is better for me than this cup is bad for me.
Boom.
What about someone who doesn't like vegetables?
Eat your fruit.
So if it's just eating fruit, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, same okay. vitamins.
I found out that when it comes to eating vegetables, it's not about... I don't know. For me, though, you have to find the right texture for you, I guess you will. I eat all my vegetables steamed.
Interesting.
And I will literally eat a whole plate of vegetables as long as they're steamed.
Great.
And I love them.
Like, I think that's great.
You know what I mean? But if it's like just like... a raw carrot, like, nah, don't even.
It's like, nah.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah.
But we're all different.
You know what I mean? But that's, cool. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think everybody needs to find the right method towards eating it. I don't know if that's the right word, but for me, that's what I realized. Because as long as I got those steamed vegetables, I don't need, I'd rather have that than rice on my plate.
Yeah, interesting. I like a combination. But if we go back to tomatoes, you know, the recommendation for men are 10 servings of tomatoes a day.
My dad has always told me that.
To lower your risk of prostate cancer.
My dad has always told me that.
Yeah.
It's He's literally always like, this is very good for you. Eat it.
Tomato.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. I actually like tomatoes. It's just I've heard of that argument. The inflammation, like, you know.
I mean, it's like, again, personal. They're acidic. Mm-hmm. So you might have a side effect that is different than an inflammatory response, more like heartburn or like GERD. But overall, I think tomatoes are,
I mean, for me, it's one of my favorites since I was a kid. I can eat them raw.
Yeah.
Like, I like those. For me, it's more like what he was talking about, maybe finding a method for vegetables. Oh. Vegetables for me, I mean, it's certain ones I can do. There's other ones where I'm like, I don't do. For example, beets. I know a lot of people like them.
It's okay.
The beets for me is like a no-go.
Like peas.
Peas as well is a no-go.
Peas in a pie.
But I can eat. I can easily do like a lettuce. I can do a cabbage. I can do the zucchinis. You know, like there's other ones I know I can.
That's awesome. Like,
I'm fine with those. But with some, I'm just like, nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, your taste buds change every 7 years.
That is true.
So you never know what you're going to end up liking.
Yeah.
You might end up loving everything else. You never know.
No, and that's the other thing too, is that I grew up in a household where it's all about variety.
Yeah.
So, like, I was going to ask you that too, because I know, like, you talked last time a little bit about the consistency of trying to eat something consistently. And in my household, I grew up with, like, variety. Like, one day you have chicken, the next day you have beef, the next day we'll have fish, then we'll do shrimp, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's...
That's great.
Up and down in variety.
Is it still like that for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's never like consistently like just this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Yeah,
because everything you're talking about has a different vitamin and mineral. Mm-hmm. And we need all of it. So I think that's perfect. Yeah, for sure.
So one day, Enzo, you're going to have to get chicken tacos. The other day, you have to get fish tacos and then get
asada tacos. Yeah, what kind of tacos are we eating over there?
Just beef.
just onion, beef and onion and cilantro.
The onion and cilantro are great.
Yeah, a lot of it.
You know what? I can eat that.
I'm a little bit right now, but I've always disliked, almost hate cilantro and onion.
What? People have that gene. They hate cilantro.
It's just a thing, right?
And then, like, tastes like soap or something?
I almost had some, like, just meat, but then it never comes with just meat. So I'm like, I'll eat it, you know? I'll still eat it. I'm like, I haven't had any issues with the onion and cilantro or something.
Is it like the cilantro tastes like soap?
No, it's the onion. Like, the onion, like, if it were to be really diced up and it's purple and drenched in lime, I'd be great with it. Like you said,
my mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm. But I can have it in pieces.
Yeah, no, I think some taco shops do big pieces.
You see, but the taco spot for that, the tacos, because it's tacos, hell yeah, shout out to y'all. But it's like it's the sauce that does it for me. The sauce is what keeps coming. Like, I don't know if it my taste buds just automatically run to that. Like, when it's lunchtime, like, what do we eat? Tacos, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I could just hear my taste buds.
You got to tell her about the big horchata you get with it.
Yeah, that's good too, but but it's not the horchata that keeps me coming back. I'm telling you, what keeps me coming back is that red sauce. I told these guys last time, I think we ordered like 18 that day and then it sent no any sauce.
Oh my God, that's such a bummer.
I was so upset.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I was about to Yelp them like, screw you guys. Like, and I didn't, of course, because I was like, it's just a mistake. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat my tacos that day.
Interesting.
It was, I'm telling you, it's the sauce for that.
Yeah, so what were you like as a kid around food?
Mom, I don't know.
Picky eater.
Don't say it, bro. Don't say it. It's like Bloody Mary. We don't say that around here.
Somebody told him he was. And that's the same with being a Taurus. And now you're afraid to like leave the corner that you've been in. That's why we don't label things.
You see, this is why I'm going to therapy, because I'm finding all these things out that I'm like, it's scary. It's not scary. It's just it's amusing to realize, like, damn, you've been this way all this time because your inner child is like fighting these demons and these monsters that you were like, no, cilantro's bad for you.
I have a kid that doesn't eat beans.
I love beans. He's
disgusted by beans. I'm like,
that's so sad.
I know.
You spanked them one day. He was just kidding.
I was probably spanked. That's why I don't like eggs.
I'm like, all right, I'll eat some beans, but you have to eat something specific from Taco Bell. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Like, yeah, Taco Bell's the best.
He'll do that.
He'll do that. He'll try some beans. If you eat the pizza, Taco Bell, like,
that's something I saw at Taco Bell's.
I love the beans from Taco Bell. Taco Bell's all I get.
Is this?
Are they not good? Don't tell me. That's the only thing I get there.
What? I don't like it. I have nothing specific about it. I choose no beans on Taco Bell.
Extra
beef, extra nacho cheese. Oh, I've seen that Taco Bell's, they said, like, the healthiest fast food you can get.
What?
I mean, I don't know. I only get the bean burrito.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of that sauce.
Oh,
it's all about the sauce, man.
It's all about
the sauce. Yeah. Okay, just so we're clear, you know why you can't call your kid picky, right?
Yeah.
And you can't have anyone in your family calling them picky.
Yeah, I don't want her to be another me. That's the main reason.
Yeah, she needs to be free to, like, not be picky, but if she's labeled as picky, she'll never be free.
Right, because I'm trapped. See, you're just trapping me right now,
you
bro.
You are trapped.
Asshole.
Trapped but I have news for you. The gate's totally open. You are free to go.
You're free to do
your free choice.
But it's like a horse, you know, with
you're
a
free
string
to go have an omelet after
the chair. And he can't.
You know why people don't, like, go when the gate's open? Because they didn't decorate it. It's scary. They don't know how safe it is out there.
Right.
And our mind needs to know we're safe.
Doesn't look greener on the other side. I'm just kidding. Nah, honestly, I don't know what it is. But I think I'm doing the work to finally.
That's good.
It's progress that I'm able to cook. I made eggs, bacon. I actually tasted the bacon this time. I used to, like, always want to taste it. And I'm cooking it now. So I was like, hold up. Nobody's watching. Let me just
see. No one's watching.
Bad.
Nobody's watching.
It wasn't bad. I'm not gonna lie.
He's trapped. He has to do it in private.
So nobody can say, like, you see, you can eat something new.
And how was it? Did you gag? Did you get sick?
Nah, it was good. It tastes like kind of like when I make hot dogs, and I like to overcook my hot dogs sometimes. So it tastes real, like,
crispy.
Crispy. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Crispy. And I like that, but I let them have it also.
But you tried it. That's all that matters.
The sausage I could not do. I don't like sausage. I try sausage, y'all.
That's sausage or bomb, bro. It depends on the type of sausage.
Yeah.
Pause, but yeah.
I'm curious though, Kim. So we've gotten to the point where before you even finished this book and all that, you already had the six steps.
Right. I remember those six.
And I don't know if we actually asked this, but how did you get to the point where you realize these are the six steps to success as far as, you know, healthy lifestyle and all that. And was this a journey that you did way back, you know, early on in your life? Or is this something that you more recently discovered and, you know?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in practice 27 years, so it took me a minute to write this book.
Got it.
But in 2019, I started doing a radio show regularly.
Wow.
And in the process of doing it, I, like, really honed in on what the message was that I was telling each client every day. And then that's when it became more like 2018, it became the method. But in 2019, it really became like, this is it. And then in 2020, when the pandemic hit, rule number six became a thing, because I talked about sleep always with people, but I didn't, like, showcase it as important and part of, like, being, like, your weight loss journey or maintaining your weight until 2020, when people weren't sleeping because of the pandemic. And you can't lose weight and you can't keep weight off if you don't sleep.
God.
That's an interesting one. You didn't say that last time.
Yeah.
You can't keep weight off.
You can't keep weight off.
Damn.
Because your body is fully stressed out. And so it goes into protective and it just starts hoarding.
So it's like a hibernation.
Yeah. Like, your body's giving you messages all day long. And so if you're not sleeping, then all day long, you're probably thinking, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. Then you're eating things or drinking things to kind of keep you awake. And this wreaks more havoc on your body.
Mm.
It actually, like, if you miss sleep, it actually takes 3 days to recover.
Wow.
It's jet lag, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you miss 1 hour of sleep, you're jet lagged.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Wow.
And you feel off. You just got to let yourself be off to get recalibrated.
So only miss sleep when it's an absolute priority.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
I know.
And when you say losing sleep, does it have to do with keeping the routine or just or just the strict 7 hours?
Yeah. So like, again, the average American gets 6.5 hours of sleep. Seven is like, rule number six is get 7 hours, but it's really 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Really is what we need, but it's, people are already having a hard time getting seven, you know? So, sleep is really part of your circadian rhythm, your melatonin and your cortisol hormone balance. And you have a master clock, and your body again is telling you all these things all day long. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I have to pee. You know, I need to relax. I need to take a deep breath. And then our mind is telling us the story on what it is that's going on in our body. And we need to get really clued in so we can be good advocators for what our body needs.
Yeah.
But yeah, sleep is crucial.
But I don't know if you ever heard about this, like the red lights.
Some people talk about red lights.
That they put red lights in their bedroom because that releases the melatonin in order for you to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I thought it was blue.
I blue light affects your melatonin, right? That's the, like what's on your iPad or computer that tells you to wake up.
Oh, so that's what that's interesting, because that's what I have when I actually go to when I wake up, like my lights turn on and they're all blue.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
But I mean, I probably have like 5 different red lights in my bedroom. Okay. Some for like pain, some for like collagen reproduction. Yeah, I love red light.
So do you have like a time where like you activate them in order to then put yourself into that? Or
no, because I'm a really good like person who goes to sleep.
Gotcha.
You keep your deep sleeper?
Yeah, I keep my schedule, and it's annoying.
To your loved ones, like they're like, well, you always go to sleep at the same time.
Yeah, it sucks actually. But actually, I can't stay awake.
What do you mean?
Like I can't stay awake.
So it feels a little exciting.
So like
if it was 9:30 right now, you'd just be like,
yeah, pretty much. Like that's why I'm like, I'm not gonna be able to talk to you guys at like 8:30 or 9.
The way my body's set up,
like you're like 8 o'clock. I'm like, you can't be serious right now.
So what about the saying that goes, sleep is a cousin of death? No, just kidding.
Do they say that?
A rap.
I say that's a rap song, you know. Yeah.
Wait, what's the actual saying?
Yeah, it's a sleep is a cousin of death.
Sleep is a cousin of
death. Yeah. Oh, so scary for that rapper.
I think that rapper is he's healed from that trauma now. He's got millions behind his bank account. Like,
who is that rapper?
Nas. Okay. Nas Jones. Yep, that guy's funny.
That's so
Nas, you jerk.
I was like, we're talking about sleep. I'm just throw that out there.
Yeah.
So you don't like rap, do you?
I do. I mean, I like Eminem. I like Kid Rock.
Illmatic. That's a classic.
I like Eminem. I like Kid Rock. I like Kurt Minor.
Are those not?
No, they're all rappers.
They are.
They're Aries.
Aries.
Yes. Yeah.
But Nas.
All right, I'm going to listen to Nas.
What's the song that song's on?
Which
one? No. Yeah, sleep is. Is that on?
You can sing rap.
Is it on Dead Presidents? Yeah.
I mean, J. Cole also has that line too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he does.
And the game.
Cole, little,
you know who J. Cole is, right?
I mean, right now I'm listening to Taylor Swift. So I mean,
did you go see her?
So good.
Did you go see her?
Yeah.
Okay.
We bought tickets like an hour before the show.
You got to tell me.
The last minute, all of the floor seats popped up like cheap. And
I knew it.
Told my daughter, and I'm like, go get ready. We're going right now. And then I wasn't even sure the tickets were going to be real. And as we were walking in, they came.
What
game time would
you use? What app did you use?
I think Ticketmaster.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they're real.
Ticketmaster.
But I didn't know, because I'm like, this can't be real. They were like, they were so cheap.
Wow.
Yeah.
What night did you go?
Opening night.
Opening night. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend who worked selling the merch, and he was telling me it was crazy. Fan base, everything. He was like,
he's out selling rappers right now. Yeah. She's out selling. She's
did
up
you
there
hear what happened?
You know why? Because she's ongoing. She's not taking a day off. She's not stopping. Right. So,
but also what I was seeing about her career, is very commercial, and it's also very clean.
Yeah.
Which then you reach a lot of people by keeping it clean and commercial.
Have you listened to her music?
I mean, just the popular songs, but like,
I listen to
a storyteller.
Is there a song that I should like really like?
Just listen to his latest album. I like the latest album just because it was a lot different from the other stuff I've listened to.
I'm a hip hop head. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Because it just honestly, it just felt like she was kind of diving into a different like scape of her own. Because I know her as like a country singer, like
I mean, I love saying, country music,
commercial type of thing. So now it's like
country.
Yeah,
yeah, she has country songs on.
That's how she started.
She's country. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So when she did this one, it was way more like popish and more like. So I kind of liked a couple. Yeah.
Is this like songs. Her Justin Bieber's when Justin Bieber stepped into the R&B realm? Would you say?
Kind of like that, because her lyrics kind of changed a little bit too.
Yeah, I think you should listen. Let me know.
What's the name of this album?
I mean, there's so many. No, Evermore,
this new,
maybe.
This new one?
Evermore.
Evermore.
Maybe. I'm not exactly sure, because she wrote like five
Taylor Swift
during the pandemic. But she's such a clever storyteller.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote a couple songs for people. She didn't. I asked her to the Marine Corps ball.
Did you hear what happened to her in her concert in Brazil?
Yeah, recently.
What happened?
No.
What happened this weekend, right?
It was a heat. Yeah. It was like a really bad heat. Then one of her fans had a heat stroke and passed away, actually.
No. She
canceled.
Terrible.
She canceled the second function. A lot of people were very upset.
Yeah, and then the next show, she was like stopping the show, making sure everybody had water, like type of stuff. Like, yeah, and she took it very hard because I saw her performing. Afterwards.
She was gasping.
And
she couldn't perform properly.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Are you serious?
It was affecting
her fans.
Yeah.
This is news to me. Yeah. Bro. I didn't know
I'm not a fan, bro.
You're a fan.
It's on an IG.
You're a fan.
But you know that she performed like,
I don't know how many nights, but
3 hours straight, no breaks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Man, she's that good.
She's so talented. Bro.
She's performing Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was like that.
That she builds.
Yeah, she's
millions spent on that.
I'm gonna watch that Amazon special she has. I think she's on Amazon.
Oh, the movie. It's basically the movie of the concert.
Okay, I'm gonna watch
that. That's what it is.
Yeah. You know, she gave like everybody on her crew $100,000 bonus.
Bro, her production.
Okay, so my favorite song from the latest album was Antihero. That's the one I like.
That's the one.
How does it go? Let me see.
I don't know, but that's the one I like.
I thought that was your favorite song.
Favorite song isn't that's the one I like, but
you don't know how it goes.
No. Exactly.
No.
It's from the album Midnight. That's the album she wanted to know.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah. Send it to me right now.
All right.
You're gonna become such a fan. Kids are gonna love it.
Yikes.
You're gonna be a Swiftie.
You're gonna be a Swiftie.
I'm Drizzy Drake.
even he gave respect.
Yeah, he said that that's the only person that he vibes.
No, that's not what he said, Manny. Say what he said.
I can't say it the way.
Say
he said.
Just say after.
I can't say it the way.
Swaylor,
you said
Taylor, sweep after. Yeah, you like the meme I sent today though. Like yeah, after Drake called it.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
Man, you gotta listen to Drake. You like Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake's.
I gotta show you this, Ken. This is too funny.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sure. So the meme.
Yeah, sure. The meme.
This is what Drake said a line about her, so.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Taylor Swift gang then, huh? Okay.
Now you know.
I never know.
Movement. They're saying that this is supposed to be the most streamed game right now because it's the brothers playing and she's dating one of them. And
she's really, is she really, you're a fan.
I mean, I don't know,
Do
but.
Do you think she's dating him?
Bro, she's been at the games and all that. He's been at her concerts.
But is this like a real thing or is this something like a publicity stunt?
I don't know. I just saw he released the interview. So
it's not a publicity stunt. But
or like money?
For who?
For KC? Because she wants to help KC? She has such a big heart?
Nah, I think that...
No, I think it's real.
Bro, his jersey sold out.
Yeah,
because
she could be with anybody, right? She's like...
I think it's real, but at the same time, the album is going to be real.
Is she a billionaire already?
The breakup album is going to be great.
Yeah.
The reason she became a billionaire is because
she's
she...
a billionaire already?
Bro, she couldn't buy her masters. So during the pandemic, she re-recorded all her music. And basically then started, that was the music that now she's getting paid from.
Yeah.
So her old masters, since she couldn't buy them, she's not making money off of that. She's making money off the new recorded ones. And she made like new albums for people to listen to that. So now her fan base
just released
listens to the new re-recorded albums.
But what about the old ones? Don't they?
Same,
they're still there. Yeah. But
who? So they have the other.
I don't know who owns
that.
The old ones. I don't know.
I think it's like Scooter Braun, right?
Yeah. Scooter Braun. Yeah.
Scooter Braun.
Damn you, Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But
hey, no, actually, he did her a favor.
Yeah.
Because look at her. She's a billionaire now. Wow.
Yeah.
Whoever,
She's been on concert like every night this year, I think. It's insane.
What?
Yeah.
She keeps
adding places too.
How much money does she want?
And they sell out fast.
Is that what it is?
I actually think that's, I mean, can't be about money anymore at this point.
She loves what she does, huh?
I need to. I'm gonna watch like, that documentary.
You gotta watch the Netflix.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch documentary. I'm gonna watch her. It just because I never understood the Taylor Swift. Like, I never understood the Justin Bieber history. I never understood. Only one I understood was Michael Jackson. I'm going to be honest with you. Just because I was like, this guy could dance and he could sing. And then that was the last guy that had me like.
Justin Bieber was like 5 when he started. And that that's was why like, I didn't understand it. I was like, oh my God, this kid. Bro.
And then like he grew up and then he started dating these girls. And it was just all this scandal. And I was like, why is everybody going crazy over this kid? But Taylor Swift, I'm going to look her up because.
Yeah. How many? You have 3 daughters?
I have 3. No, 2 boys and 1 daughter.
Okay, okay.
My daughter might fall in love for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but I have 3 daughters. So I'm like.
A heartbreak kid, so he might just. But back to the book, man. Taylor Swift, she gets enough money already, man. Let's get you get paid.
Yeah, shoot me a bag, Taylor.
Right. 100,000, man. We just.
This podcast is.
Taylor Swift, for real.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's interesting, though. What would you tell Taylor Swift about this book? Would you give this book? Like, if you
I mean, from the documentary that I read, I definitely, like, you know, this is how we kind of started. We're all having this human experience and we're all working on ourselves, right. Trying to make ourselves better. And I think it's easier than most of us think it is. And based on the documentary I saw on Taylor Swift, I think, like, she could have used a little bit of. I mean, it sounded like she was doing it because she wanted people's. You know, to please people and right. She needed people to tell her how great she was because she didn't believe. And so it goes into like this place of inner power or lack of inner power. Like, you know, the difference between willpower, right? I can do something for a short while, but then motivation inner power is like this confidence of like, I can continue.
Right.
So I think, yeah, this book is all about developing inner power. So I think Taylor's good, but everybody could use a little bit.
Room for improvement, for sure.
But I mean, the hardest part for her would be sleep, though.
Yeah, I do wonder. Yeah.
The lifestyle. Man, think about the time difference to every place that she goes to.
Sure, her show started at what time when you went?
Well, I think I got there at 7. She went on straight at 8.
In 3 hours.
I took my 14-year-old, and of course I made her leave early because I stayed until... I think 10:30 and she was still going. Right. And I'm like, there's no way I'm downtown LA. I'm going to be able to safely drive us home. And I'm now going to be losing all this sleep. And I had to get on an airplane the next day. Oh, so Natasha's still upset with me, but we left early because I wanted to be the first one out. I was on the floor. Can you imagine getting
chaos?
You're at SoFi Stadium too, right?
Yeah.
What song did you leave her on?
I don't remember, but Natasha was pissed. She Natasha will remember. I'll let you know.
Hey, I would have been
She hasn't recorded. This was the last song before my mom told me to leave.
Right. I'm telling Aubrey, hey, you're lucky you went.
I made her leave. That's what I said. I'm like, you are lucky we're here.
So she goes on stage at 8. I'm assuming
she's not going to sleep till 2 in the morning.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if she went after like behind stage or whatever.
Most artists finish at 11 or midnight.
Yeah, 11. So I'm assuming she's probably 11. In bed till 1. She don't probably have to be back to the stadium to do any type. I don't even think she has to do sound check just because she has an amazing crew. Yeah. So she's probably not back at the stadium till like 6-7 or probably close to when she's about to walk on. So I'm assuming she sleeps all day.
She did not sweat. I did not figure out how she peed in a 3-hour window. How she drank water in a 3-hour window.
Have you seen how she goes through wardrobe changes and all that stuff?
They just, like, she's layered, right?
She's got
layers.
No, no, no. So you saw the point where she dives into this, like, and so there's this, her whole stage and everything, it's set up so that when she did all that stuff, she's being transported underneath the stage everywhere, and there's wardrobe there already for her, so she's changing in the middle of all that. Yeah. So I'm sure she's peeing at some point with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she has like, that one thing that they, what's that thing called?
But like her production was another level to that catheter, point where right? They made a whole like rail system to get from point A to point B underneath the stage. I saw a lot of videos on it.
Oh, you did? Where? I was curious about that.
So I see a lot of videos because I follow a lot of things that are production related. So it's crew that are posting this stuff. And I was just like mind blown by it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Technically, you know the crew too that took all the most of the material, didn't you?
No. That was like a very specific. I just know that there's a lot of like just accounts that people are working that show or in that city or something like that, and they're posting stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so impressive.
There's one account called Behind the Broadcast that a lot of people send footage there of different shows and different stuff, and that's how I saw like okay. that system that they made, and I was like, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. And how like she jumps into that, dives into it, and it looks like she's literally diving into her stage, but like it's just a whole crazy thing. But that okay. same system transported her from wherever she would pop out of. And
I have to watch. That's cool.
Dang, so she has to sleep after doing all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah,
we get to tell Taylor to get 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
at least. That's what I said. She's traveling and there's time difference. So like the time difference is also affecting you depending on where you're going.
Have you ever heard of something about sleeping with your mouth taped shut?
Yeah.
And is that's because I saw something about how LeBron does that and that how that helps you regenerate your body in some type of way. I'm assuming she's doing that.
Holland does that too.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something I want to do.
Okay, yeah, that sounds very like, I don't feel like I suffocate almost. I already feel
trapped just thinking about it a little bit.
Suffocate.
Could it biohack or something?
It's because the whole biohack, the point is breathing from your mouth is not.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that biohacking
stuff and whatnot? I mean, there's lots of things like tapping. Have you ever done tapping or cold plunges?
I want to, but no, I haven't done it.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's lots of ways to get in touch with what's going on with your body.
Ooh.
Like, you know, I don't know how much do you guys pay attention to what's going on with your body? Do you ignore it? Or like, do you focus on like what your body needs and then do it? Or like we talked about rational versus irrational for a split second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like we could do it from a standpoint of food, right? So answer this question is food. How would you answer this question? Food is, and then fill in the blank. Food is
a necessity.
Necessity.
Energy.
Amazing. Okay. So I would say food is fuel. Yeah. And then in your irrational mind, you would say food is amazing, expensive, the enemy, the friend, the comfort, the entertainment, fun,
comfort, yeah.
joy. Mm-hmm. And so anytime that we think food is anything other than fuel, it's actually a sign that we're not okay, that we're in a little bit of a temper tantrum. And so biohacking is also a really good way of also figuring out how to ground yourself, right? How to get your mind back into this moment where we remember food is fuel. So you can do lots of different things.
Going back into that, you said listening to your body. Most people will not listen to the body unless they feel sick.
Yeah.
Or they feel like, oh, this is something's wrong.
I was about to ask that.
How then that's when they listen to their body. They go either to a clinic or a hospital, you know, to get a checkup.
Right. It's too late. Yeah. I mean, it's not too late, mm-hmm. but like we gotta like take care of ourselves before that.
Right.
Like, we naturally need to pay attention to whatever the signs and symbols, you know, symptoms are. So
what can those be? I know that it's different foods and different causes, but just an idea you can give us.
Well, I think it's worry less mm-hmm. would be number one, right? So all of us had to pee today. And if I said to you all tomorrow, let's only do it once tomorrow.
I'm up for the challenge.
Are you? And then how toxic would that be, right? That could lead us to like
holding the toxins, your bladder would be.
I mean, I had to get up right now and get up. I couldn't hold it. I was trying to, and my brother doesn't like when I do that, but I was like, sorry, bro, I gotta go pee.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go. But the thing is like if I'm getting a phone call right now, sorry. The problem is
Taylor Swift calling.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift. That's like one simple thing, right? If I told you had to restrict food or you couldn't eat something, we immediately only think about it.
Yes, correct.
Because our mind needs to know we're safe at all times. Mm. So the second we can tell our mind we're safe, then everything kind of opens up for us. So I don't even remember what your original question was, but like
the symptoms, basically like what are the signs or things to look out for? Because you were talking about listen to your body. And I gave the example of most people don't listen to their body until they feel pain.
Yeah.
And then they end up in a clinic or a hospital. And I know that
we're dead.
There's several things, you know, that we eat because it can all cause different reactions. I understand that part. But what are like some simple ones or general things where like, all right, this is how you listen to your body.
Yeah. So like a headache, mm-hmm. if somebody's getting a headache,
could be dehydrated.
It could be malt in a, you know, a supplement you're having or in the pretzel you're eating. So a headache would be one thing. Like you should find out why you're getting a headache, right? Because that could mean you have inflammation somewhere and that could be life-threatening, right? But simple things like all the food sensitivity things, those symptoms, I think would be like the go-to for me. So anything along your digestive tract, headache, clearing your throat, burping, bloating, sour stomach, heartburn, nausea, vomiting, gas that's airy or smelly, itchy skin, joint pain, all these things.
Those are the signs.
Like, I think what that really means is that there is something damaging the mucosal layer of your digestive tract. And we have three layers in our digestive tract. Mucosal, then we have these like tight junctions, and then the epithelial. The epithelial is like where the bloodstream is. So if you think about a paper towel roll, we're talking about the inside of that paper towel roll, and that's the mucosal layer. The outside where the paper towels are, those are the epithelial. If you damage the mucosal layer, it causes all the things that are inside your digestive tract to leak into your bloodstream. Right? So keeping your mucosal layer intact is the most important thing.
To keep the blood from contaminating.
Yes.
Understood.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because then that could cause inflammation.
Mood disorders. Ooh, ooh. Autoimmune disorders. Alzheimer's. Every single disease. And sepsis.
Oh, shoot. So it's really about listening to your body, or else these can get very ugly in there.
Yeah, that's like, you know, a difference between a 30-year-old and a 70-year-old, and the quality of your life and how you want your life to be.
Yeah. Have you ever dealt with anybody who has tremors? Is that something that's got to do with eating?
I definitely think it's a breakdown in the nervous system. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, looking at stress, meditation, mindfulness, caffeine, hydration, all those things. There's lots of different supplements when you, it's not a multivitamin, but it might be something like NAC, which is an antioxidant, or alpha lipoic acid. Something that directly deals with nerve endings would be a good supplement that you're not going to find in a multivitamin.
Question. there's something that I feel like how we were talking about earlier when it comes to distractions and, you know, making excuses for things. I feel like something that people make a lot of excuses for is finding time to work out, to be active. But something that you, is part of the six steps is the 10,000 steps.
Yeah.
And that's something that I feel like I've been more mindful of, especially since I work in something where I'm not always at a desk. I'm available to go upstairs, do all types of stuff. So I kind of do my best to keep track of it every day.
Good.
So I'm trying to, I think I'm not always getting to 10,000 steps. I'm trying to average like at least 7,000 to 8,000 and whatnot. But what is something that you can recommend people to like be able to achieve that goal? Because I feel like when they look at these six steps, there's maybe some for some people that are a little easier to achieve than others.
Yeah.
And
none of them are negotiable.
None of them are negotiable.
None of them are negotiable.
But at the same time, I also feel like it's not that it's asking too much of it. And then the goal should be to accomplish all six without a doubt.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be perfect. And mm-hmm. I think that's what you're getting at, but it does have to be practiced.
Yes, exactly.
And so like you want to move to the place of hitting all six of those rules at about 80% every day, 70 to 80%. That's the practice, right? As far as getting the steps go or moving your body, I just think that your sleep has to be on point, right? So you have to go to sleep and wake up at the same time, and you have to kind of take care of yourself before you take care of anyone else or anything else in your day. And got so it. Either get outside and go for a walk, or find some exercise equipment at home, or join a gym or something.
Got it.
But everybody needs to move. 7,000 steps actually is amazing. So 7,000 steps decreases your risk of sudden death by 50%.
Increases or decreases?
Decreases your risk of sudden death by 50%, and actually decreases your risk of Alzheimer's. Wow. The reason why I suggest 10,000 is because a lot of people are trying to lose weight and also trying to maintain that weight loss. If you don't get 10,000, you can't maintain that weight loss.
My 5,000 steps today, that's all I'm looking at right now. So halfway there.
What are you going to do? How are you going to get them tonight?
The rest?
You're going to go to sleep on time too? And
No, I'm going to sleep at 10, like 12 to get the other 5,000. So
okay.
I'll do something, you know. Got to cut his hair. Yeah.
I'm an 11,000.
Damn.
What did you do to get there?
You worked out today?
Yeah. Well, I work out every day.
For sure. What time?
In some capacity. Today I worked out at 7:30
a.m.
Yeah.
And it's like you go to the gym.
I do it at home. Ooh. Sometimes I go to the gym.
So no excuses with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit the gym. I'm going to do it at home.
Today so you did like a treadmill or a bike.
Today
or...
I did Peloton and Pilates and weights.
At home?
Yeah.
So proud of you. Good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes I go for a walk.
Do you have the equipment at home? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you be rowing at home.
And I have a row machine too. Nice. I have everything.
No excuses.
No excuses. They're not expensive machines.
They're like just... you. Because like I feel like I have the home and the patio now to do that. And I have a bench there and everything. So now it's like getting to that point where I like I have a shoulder bugging me. But I'm like, all right, bro, you can't really always be. Because then next week's going to be my knee bugging me.
Yeah.
It's like, but you guys.
I always have something.
Right?
That's why I have the red light.
Boom.
Just put it right on.
So hold on. What? A red light going to do that?
Yeah.
If I put a red light, what kind of red light is this then?
So red light, it depends on the how deep what the light is. So like I said, I have one for collagen and one for like anti-aging, and then I have one for pain. And so that's like 860 megahertz, I think, if I'm not megahertz. I can't remember the
audible vibration.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And what it does is you just put it right on wherever you have pain or inflammation, and it penetrates through your skin.
Is that like a lamp, a special lamp that you bought?
Yeah, it can be like a handheld wand. It could be just like a stable.
Send my brother the links to this guy. Yeah. Buy some because I definitely would.
I have so many different ones, like for ones sure. that I travel with. Yeah, I'll
definitely be
love
like,
red light.
You'll see me here over here like red light time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely feel like I'm at that stage in my life where I need to optimize my full potential so I can give my family.
Yeah.
And that's not only that standard of look, you guys, this is what you guys need to be on, but this is the best like version
it.
Of me.
I like it.
You know, that's what came out of sobriety for me.
I really like that.
You know
for you.
That I have to improve for them because my little ones is my 5-year-old is right behind. He's already at my shoulders almost. So I'm like, dang. Before you know it, he's gonna be calling me out of my BS. So I need to be on top of it.
I mean, they're giving you the fire and the conviction, right. But like, really, you got to do it for you.
No, for sure, it's for me. But it's more of like for me to set the bar so that they know what the bar is.
Yeah,
you know? And it's like no excuses, no get it done. And like, I'm glad that me and my wife are on the same page with certain a lot
that's
of. That's
so cool.
So it's like that's why I'm glad that you know I got the because I had got the digital copy, but I'm gonna give her the she likes to read hardcover, so
yeah,
paper cover. So
when it comes to putting it all together, you said that it's about achieving 80% of each step each day. What's something else that you would say it's geared towards putting all these steps and making yourself successful, not only the 80%, but striving for more?
I mean, I think there's two things. One, we have to know where our mind is at all times, right?
Present.
Yeah. It has to be in this moment. It can't be on what we're having for Thanksgiving. It can't be on what, you know, we're doing for New Year's. It has to be right here, right now, trusting that whatever I'm having on those days, I'll be hungry for. And if I'm not, being okay with that too.
Got it.
So again, remember that our mind needs to know we're safe. So if it's going to the future, we're just, you know, thinking we're anxious. And so that means that I need to take some deep breaths and figure out some grounding mechanisms to be here. And that would bring in meditation, which is also a non-negotiable, right?
Ooh.
Being able to like really train your mind, like kind of say, like I say, tame the beast, right? So if we're going to go to the gym, that's one thing, but our mind also needs that workout. And so meditation is training our mind to be here. But the second thing and the biggest thing is knowing your wellness wheel. So looking at all the things that are important in your life and connecting to them. So that would be, you know, spirituality, finances, relationships, your physical body, money. Like there's, you know, 7 or 8 different things that are important to each one of us. Mm-hmm. And what happens when we are unwell, it's because we're disconnected from one of those areas. And we either think we already know what we have to do, and then we neglect to do it.
Saw something here that says take action.
Always. Take action.
So in that sense, you'd be like, you got to take action in that area.
You got to take action. And like for me, sometimes it's like the choice between coffee and water, right? I love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But then I have to like take a split second and recognize like I'm caffeinated up. I really need water.
That was me this morning before I left to work. I was like, I'm leaving early to work today so I can get some coffee. And then really when I was walking out the door, I was like, you just filled up 2 bottles of water that you always take with you. You'll be fine with that. You don't need anything else.
And I have a friend who always tells me coffee dehydrates you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, drink water.
Soda, does it?
It does. Anything with caffeine does.
Yeah. I love soda.
Yeah, we need that water.
Well, so think at the beginning of this pod, we didn't get that on the film, but we're talking a lot about soda and about you know, that type. So what is your take on that when it comes to that drink? And I know we talked a lot about water and all that stuff, but are you hard on avoiding all of that?
No, I don't avoid anything. I don't believe that because, okay, again, that makes me feel really unsafe. That's like taping my lips if I'm going to like that. I'm not good with that.
Yeah.
So I don't like to come from a place of restriction, but right, if there is no room for soda, that's great. Right. Like if I'm working on hydrating and I just didn't need the soda one day, that's interesting. Right. So being able to move away from it, soda, you know, does remove phosphorus and calcium from your bones. And so in our youth, when we're under 21, we make all our like bone deposits and then we work our entire life to preserve those bone deposits. Soda removes those bone deposits. And so it's okay as long as we're having some calcium, we're hopefully replenishing it. But the truth is that everything in moderation. So if you feel like you're overdoing it with soda, maybe don't drink the whole can. Maybe share it with someone. Maybe.
See, I started buying the smaller bottles.
Great.
Just because I was like, all right, I'm drinking too much soda.
Yeah.
You guys notice that? They're all
little. But now you drink two of them. I'm just kidding.
That could be the thing. But also, like, you know,
no, what
you
I say do? That because I'll do that. I don't.
I'll try to keep it at one per. Right.
Here's know? What you should do. Like, it kind of goes with rule number one. When you're hungry, start with half. Take a sip tomorrow of your soda, but only take half of what you normally would. And that's see funny. If you can actually enjoy it as much as like the bigger sip or the bigger bite you were going to have, because all of our anticipation, all of our reward is in, I get to put that in my mouth. And we need to kind of focus on like, I actually said I love soda, so I want to actually enjoy what's in my mouth. Why can't I slow it down?
But I was going to challenge myself. That makes so much sense for snacking.
I was going to challenge
myself. That makes sense for
getting like chocolate. Don't get the soda and
drink water tomorrow, but I'll try that one.
Yeah, everything. Slow everything down. Cut everything in half. Enjoy what's actually in your mouth. Chew it even longer than you even think you want to.
Because that's my relationship with chips or.
Cheetos.
You already know. But that's my relationship with it, where it's like I can stop eating it for like 2-3 weeks and out of nowhere I just get this huge craving of like, I just want hot Cheetos.
Okay, but is it a craving or is it a thought?
It's thought.
And then you're just like, it's gonna be so good in my mouth.
Yeah, and then when I eat it I regret it.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Remember that is your mind is a liar.
Yeah.
Right? It's like reminding you of something pleasurable, mm-hmm. which could, it might mean that you're having some discomfort in your body. Mm-hmm. And so your mind is jumping in and like, let me protect you. Let me make this moment more fun. You like Cheetos. And then you're thinking that's your idea, but it wasn't your idea. But couldn't you also say the same, like the idea of being in Hawaii on the beach is awesome and I'm having a craving for that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I need to jump in and go to Hawaii. Means I can just like have this moment where I'm like, I love Hawaii. Right? Can't you train your mind to say like, I love Cheetos, but I don't need them right now, but I'll save them for later.
Yeah.
So when is later you, appropriate?
Yeah. Yeah. Or
no, I get what you're saying. Cause you're saying is you're having the thought of something you had before.
Only cause you're having some discomfort.
Yeah. Only because in that moment you're thinking about like, this is what I need. But in reality, it's not something, because that's why I told you.
Yeah.
I end up getting them. And this happens to me at work. Because where I work, this building is several floors. There's a lady that sells snacks. Yeah, she sells snacks above us.
She got you, man. Yeah, she's taking all your money.
Nah, not always. But there's times. But there's times where like, I'll get the thought and I'll be like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna go get something. What happens there is that I never have cash and that's always an issue. So then to use my card, I have to use $5. So then I'm like, all right, well, I just wanted this, but in order to get this, I need to get all these, right? So I end up getting.
Anybody want some?
I end up getting 3 items. So I'll get like some.
I'll just double it up.
Some chips. And then like some candy, right? So I go back to my cubicle. But the interesting thing to me is that I won't eat it. I'll leave it there. And then the next day I'll
you
be
don't
like
say.
The next day I'm like, oh, I do have those chips. I've been wanting them. Then I'm like, all right, I'll probably have them during, like, during lunch. But then when I eat it, my body, like, I could tell my body's like,
yeah, no, no
this is not good for me.
That happens to me with soda. Sometimes I'm craving a soda so much, I crack it open and I take a sip. I'm like, no.
That happened to
me. Too much sugar. Like,
yeah.
That happened to me 4 weeks ago. So 4 weeks ago, because in my parent, my dad drinks soda. I hadn't had soda in almost a year and a half. And I was like, man, I haven't had soda in a year and a half. Like, and I just got, once again, the thought, like, just try it out. See how it is, you know, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Drank a little bit, burned everything. And I was like, instant regret. I was like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
Soda, Manny?
Yeah, but okay, so let's say you have to practice, like, meditation, right? And mm-hmm. so maybe tomorrow you just go to, like, YouTube and you put in, like, 3-minute meditation practice on knowing where my mind is. I don't know. You Google anything, right? And you just do the practice. What ends up happening is the next time you have a thought that hot Cheetos are a great idea, then you can actually laugh at the idea. Mm. And you just recognize that your mind left this moment and went to hot Cheetos. Mm. And all you have to do is bring your mind right back here. Knowing back that hot Cheetos, present. Yeah, that hot Cheetos are an anytime food. You can have them whenever you want, but you don't need them right now. Because you're now in your mind is in your body and you're able to scan your body and it has nothing to do with hunger, but you just had a bad phone call.
Mm. So it's like seeking comfort because of something.
Yeah. 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 Right. Right. Don't do it. Hot Cheetos are the X, by the way. They're never, ever going to treat you right.
Hot Cheetos are fire. Bam,
though, huh? But this just goes to one of your points, which is don't eat with distractions.
Right.
And does that also go into that? And to
because
you're eating because you want to be distracted.
Well, it's a shiny object.
Even
yes.
though it's not like you're looking at entertainment.
Well, it is. See, food is fun. Mm-hmm. It's way more fun than whatever you're feeling in that moment. Mm-hmm. And so actually knowing what you were feeling in that moment is the objective. So can you even like recall what you were feeling and why you even thought Cheetos were a good idea?
At that moment, it's just hot Cheetos always bring me back to like,
were you childhood. Bored? Were you tired?
Uh-huh.
Were you procrastinating? Were you hungry? Were you stressed?
I wasn't stressed. At that moment, when I thought it was a good idea, I didn't have much to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Bored.
So boredom. Mm-hmm. And so now if you're bored, something shiny over here is a lot more fun than the way you're feeling. But the truth is you can handle being bored. You just have to tell your mind you can handle
My son loves eating.
Which is, I'm okay right now. Mm-hmm. Cheetos are there if I'm hungry. Right now I'm bored.
Mm.
Right? So it's actually being able to identify why your body is telling your mind, save me. So like, let's do this for 1 second. So just like close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone close your eyes. So I want you to imagine like we're in this barbershop. There's windows with everything's locked. And all of a sudden we hear that there's a lion. We notice that we're alone in this room with a lion and there's nowhere to go. What does your mind do right now to protect you?
Don't push Manny towards the lion.
Run.
Right.
Run.
Okay. All right. So you can open your eyes.
Big guy.
You can open your eyes. So all you did was imagine that there was a lion and your mind told you how to make this moment more pleasurable. You're going to stay alive by doing this.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Manny. I'm pushing you forward, bro.
More me.
Get him.
More me.
But your mind produces 60,000 thoughts a day. You only make 221 food choices a day and you only eat 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So 60,000 stories are going on in your mind and you're hopping into the train going, yeah, that's a good thought. I'm going to go on that train when you're supposed to be staying right here. But if you can start seeing that your thoughts are just trains and they're coming into a station,
right.
Then what happens is they don't affect you.
So you could be more selective on it.
Well, no, you can actually say, oh, I'm having a thought I have to pee. Let me scan my body. Oh, I do have to pee, but not right now. I can hold it for a minute. Or oh, I'm having a thought I'm hungry. Let me see how hungry I am. Okay, what's my plan to eat? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the message, but why? Why are you getting that message? And is it the right message?
Where is it coming?
The understanding the why.
I love hot Cheetos. I mean, I don't really eat them, but I do love them.
It's like, what was you thinking? I was thinking I want to eat some hot Cheetos. That's what I want to eat.
Yeah, but like you can have that thought and remember, like it could be because, okay, put it this way. How about this? And I think I probably did this with you guys, but like, let's imagine we're here and all of a sudden the alarm goes off. We're in the middle of, you know, taping a podcast. We would all stop no matter what. It's priority. The alarm's going off. We go, we turn the alarm off. Then we scan and make sure that we're safe. Then we can come back, right? So every single time you think about food, it's actually your alarm going off. If you can see every thought about food as an alarm, then you go to the panel, you turn it off, then you scan your body and you say, why am I having this thought? Something is wrong. That's why I'm having this thought, right? It could be that you're hungry. Hunger is a signal that your body's giving you that is telling you, right.
Fuel time.
Right. So it could be hunger. And so you could have hot Cheetos because you're hungry, but it could be because you're really bored. But you've got to turn off the panel on the alarm every single time.
It's understanding the why. It's understanding the why. Like if you're actually, what goes to one of your steps is eat when you're hungry.
When you're hungry.
It's know where your mind is. Like if you're really eating because you're hungry or you're eating because of something else.
Yeah. That's why you need to know where your mind is. If my mind is on hot Cheetos, it's not here.
Another one, confusing hunger with water, with needing, actually just needing water.
It's not so confusing. If you can't tell the difference, don't do anything. Because hunger is not going away.
Your mind tricks, what?
I felt that. There are times when you feel you feel the sensation of hunger, but it's not really that you're hungry. It's really that you need water. And a lot of people confuse that, and instead of drinking water, they eat.
Interesting. Never.
But
neither, your body needed water.
But neither are going away. So you can get the water and you can get food when you are clear which one you need. Don't do anything. Again, tell your mind you're safe. The food's right there. The water's right there. When I'm clear on what you need, I'll come back.
So I have one more question just before we wrap this up. So right now, this is six steps. And I know you just wrote the book and all that, and I'm not pressuring you all that. But is there a seventh step? Or, you know, is there something else that, like, in the future, it's like, I got to elaborate more on this? Because I know that it's sort of heavily in the book, but like we're talking a lot about meditation and like
that's almost like that's the precursor, right? That's the preface. That's like what we need to be doing before we can even move to step one. If you don't know where your mind is, don't do anything. Find your mind.
That's why I just ask if there's something where like you'd want to elaborate more on that.
Okay, so you know how to find your mind? That's what you're asking? You want me to tell you?
Please.
Yeah.
But also I'm just wondering if you ever thought about it, like, oh, I'd like to write a book on that.
Right. That was so much work. That like kicked my butt.
You're like, no.
She doesn't want to repeat the
process. That's how
I feel about college. That's how I feel about college. I don't want to go back. I'm done. I graduated. I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
Forget a master's degree. Like, yeah.
There's a lot of endnotes that you have on here, right?
But I will tell you, like, I moved two times while I wrote this book. Saw 50 clients a week. There was a pandemic and I worked 30 hours a week on this.
Round of applause, agent.
And then I had to edit for 1 year. I was done.
Have you ever thought about doing an audiobook for this?
It's done. I did the audiobook. I'm the reader.
Is that coming out?
It's already out.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
That's out.
Okay.
So I'll send you a copy.
How do we find our mind? You're about to
say. Okay. So,
Close.
Everybody repeat after me. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Where's my body?
Where's my body?
It's right here.
It's right here.
Where's my mind?
Where's my mind?
Now everybody go find their mind and tell me where it is.
It's right here.
Yours is not. I didn't think so. What about you?
Mine was in this podcast.
Okay, we're going to repeat it until everyone's mind's here. Okay, where's my body?
Where's my body?
It's right here.
It's right here.
Where's my mind?
Where's my mind?
Your mind's here?
Right here.
Mine's here.
Okay, so sometimes it takes us one time, two times, sometimes 10, depending on how stressed out we are, right? But that is one way that you bring your mind back because we can always go find it.
So if you don't say your mind's here, that means it's not here?
Yeah.
It's concentrating in the present, basically what she's saying. Because technically, like right now, for example, we had the game on. So like your mind can wander and think about the game. Your mind can wander and then focus on what she's talking about. Your mind can wander.
Like, for a second, it wandered on her jacket. I was like, oh, that's a cool what's that called? Tom Cruise jacket. Nah, Top Gun jacket.
Tom Cruise jacket.
For a second, I just thought that. Is that what you mean? Like,
yeah, so you can't even take credit for that. That's your mind already just assessing what's happening in the
environment.
Yeah. Making sure you're safe at all times.
Right.
So like,
she's not gonna come over with AK.
Right. And it does it based on something you see, smell, feel, hear, and touch.
Right.
So it's producing 60,000 thoughts, just like that jacket looks like Top Gun, right?
Yeah.
So it's producing 60,000 of those thoughts. And sometimes we're taking credit for it. Like Hot Cheetos are a great fucking idea. Wasn't even your idea. It was your mind's idea because you felt some discomfort in your body.
It was a marketing that they put on there for me to like it.
I like Cheetos.
I know.
Dang, man. Damn, Kim. Thought provoking and even like.
Since, before you leave, since you were talking about plastic and not trying to drink stuff in plastic, what's your thoughts on like the whole Stanley cups and everything that people carry their waters in?
It's funny. It's only in California that we carry our water, I think. I think you should take a poll.
Really?
Yeah, take a poll, please. After this airs, like, let's just figure that out. I mean, I was just in D.C. last week. I don't see anyone carrying water. It's so funny to me. Isn't it funny?
Why is it that we carry water then?
We live in a
desert.
Yeah.
It is a desert. Oh,
everybody at work has a cup, bro.
It's a lifestyle.
We all have like a...
Yeah.
Type of jug or type of something.
I mean, we're
environmentally conscious, guys. What's the problem with that?
Yeah, we all should. Yeah. And it's not that I won't drink out of plastic because I think, again, everything in moderation, right? And I do love a water bottle, but I also know that I need moderation in my body. So I'm going to try and drink out of a mason jar when I'm home.
I had a can of liquid death today.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Tastes different. Not like extreme different, but it's different.
Leave like your plastic water bottles in your car, especially in California, because the plastic melts into the water. And that actually causes like hormone disruptions. It's called an endocrine disruption. And that's when we see like breakdowns in like testosterone, estrogen, mood disorders, things like that.
So for that case, it's better to have our flasks and whatnot.
So like,
flask, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So for example, people that leave like water bottles in their car to drink later on, that's bad.
Bad.
Interesting.
Bad.
Especially if it's exposed to the sun. Like if I keep a water bottle in my car, I put it underneath my seat because it's not hitting by the rays of the sun. But it will get warm, but it won't get like hot like when I leave it in the sun.
Thing is seeping into that water.
It is seeping into
definitely,
the water.
Definitely, but like
no.
Nine times out of 10.
But also, where did that water bottle come from? Like, was it in a hot truck? How many miles did it travel? Like, you can't think like this. We have to do everything in moderation and we're doing the best that we can.
Yeah. And the way I think about it is, okay, if I leave the water bottle in literally in the sun, that water is going to be hot. You're going to feel it. When I leave it underneath the seat or in the bag or something, I grab it out. It's room temperature. It's like if I were to grab it out of the case, you know?
Yeah.
No, so that's kind of the way I see it. You know what I mean?
But is your hand and body the same temperature?
She said not in the sky.
Yeah. I mean,
it's seeping through, buddy.
Not. I try not to do it in the car. How about that?
In that moment, I have to say, where's my mind? Okay, where's my mind?
Where's my mind and where's my bottle? So, tap water.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully somebody's regulating it.
Not in Flint, I'll tell you that.
Nice. Yeah.
I remember in the 90s thinking like, I want a water bottle, Bob. No, like, go get the water from the freezer bottle.
For real, huh?
You know, so
that's like, so true.
It's so sad.
It's crazy.
Now we pay for our water when it's like right there.
Right there. It's just like,
let's bring it back.
Why don't you drink water, my son? Because you had no water bottles. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? There's water coming out of that. The faucet. What are you talking about?
I mean, we're in California. The water should be decent water.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and the sad part is it's not coming from California a lot of times either. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And then who knows where those pipes are and all the things.
So, Kim, there's not going to be another book.
Not yet. Maybe in like a year or two.
On the horizon, right?
But a year, maybe.
What's next for you? What's next? How are you going to?
I'm doing a documentary in January. I'm very excited.
Boom.
Yeah.
So next time we have you on the podcast, we're going to be watching. We're going to have seen the documentary already.
On sustainable health.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
But next time she's interviewing us, guys. So you guys better be ready.
Yeah, for sure.
She wants to see how we did the steps.
Yeah.
How we think about the book, because we got to read the book.
Yeah. Your steps, food, cooking.
Yes, definitely. I cook. I just need to find time for it.
Get by them too.
One last question. For me, I saw something recently that Dana White did. He did an 86-hour fast where I don't know if you saw that or heard about that. In the first, I think he said in the first 24 hours, all he was having was just chicken broth and water and some electrolytes with it. And then after that, it was, and the chicken broth was twice a day. After that, it was all water for the 86 hours and that he feels great.
He showed up before and
lost some weight. Like, yeah, his
body chiseled up.
Yeah.
How many days?
86 hours.
86 hours, so like, and he lost weight?
Yeah.
So our body should be 55% water. He didn't eat anything. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have the weight of any food, right? So if I have 4 pounds of food today, right? He didn't have that weight at all. He had the water weight. He still is going to have saliva, sweat, bowel movement, and urine. So he's going to lose water weight that way. Mm-hmm. The chicken broth gave him some salt, some calories, and some nutrition. And you can stay alive by staying hydrated.
He had some kind of electrolytes.
Yeah. So you can't live without water for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
Food, we can walk from California to New York and back again without eating.
Bomb.
I mean, I can't. I would be very hangry.
Yeah, you give me at least a banana, like, you know.
I would have ate a bug by then. Your body won't tell the difference. It's a hot Cheeto.
Yeah, but we have a lot of fat stored.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your body just going to, like, eat the little part of your fat that, like, at least for me, I don't have much fat. It's going to be, like.
Not good.
The ribs are going to be.
You have just enough.
Damn.
To support what you got going on.
Just maybe. Let's switch bodies.
You have to be careful. Like, there was all those movies, right, where you end up switching. That'd be hilarious. I just watched Change Up. That's why it was on my mind.
No,
which one is?
Be careful. You never know.
Which one is Change Up with?
It's with Jason Bateman and Ryan.
You're gonna watch that tonight,
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
yeah.
I gotta listen to Taylor Swift. You gotta watch Change Up.
It'd be the two of you.
She gotta listen to Nas now.
Yeah, we have a lot of things to do. You got to get a cookbook.
Cookbook. Yes. Recommend me one, please.
All right, I'll send you one of those too. You're going to get red light therapy. We've got a lot of things. Yeah.
We got some stuff going on this.
You're going to have the red bulbs to knock out.
Hopefully I get some Black Friday specials on that red light.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it comes to meditation, Kim, what's your type of meditation you like to do? Because I know there's deep breathing. Do you like to do mainly deep breathing or like yoga? Or
yeah, there's so many. Like, you can do walking meditation. I actually do it while I'm walking, to be honest, and I listen to like a guided meditation.
Okay.
And every day I pick a different one.
And so it's like positive things like that you listen to.
I love positive affirmations. Like, I'll listen to those sometimes in the shower, whenever. Okay. But high vibration music is really good to support your nervous system too. Like, if you're like anxious or depressed. Yeah. But I like to Google in the morning, whatever I'm feeling. So sometimes I'll just Google 10-minute meditation for peace.
Okay.
And then I'll just pick one and it's guided. So I just listen to it as I walk.
Do you use things like the Calm app and whatnot? Something like
I don't use any of those. I just use YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And I just Google.
I pay, right?
No, there's no money.
Yeah,
it's free.
You don't have to pay.
No. Yeah.
Just YouTube it,
$3.99. I like it.
No ad. There's no ad. There might be an ad for like 2 or 3 seconds before, but there's no ads. No.
No in between.
No.
Because it would be horrible if you're just meditating. I'm almost there. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be terrible. No, none. I have never come across that. But sometimes I don't want to meditate at all. But then I still do it anyway.
So when you say guided, it's like somebody telling you, okay, you're walking through the forest. It's very
sometimes calm. Like that. Sometimes it's in space.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
I'm going to Google those.
Yeah. I mean, I love it.
Guided
love it.
Meditations. Okay.
Yeah. So I Google guided meditation for prosperity. Whatever you're in the mood for.
Just
Google it. Gotcha. And then sometimes I'm only in the mood for 5 minutes. But I try and do 11 minutes every morning.
Why 11?
I don't know, because there's one I like that's 11 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Usually it's just 11 minutes.
It's 11 minutes. Sometimes like I was really stressed out a couple weeks ago. So I did like probably 3 or 4 in a row. You know, like it's just, it really is helpful.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah.
I appreciate good stuff. All thank the you, insight Kim. Today. I can't wait for the documentary. I'm going to give this book to my wife and I'm going to continue to read my cover, but I appreciate everything. I'm not what I used to be. I'm going to take that label off of me.
Yeah.
Don't call me that, guys, anymore.
No, no one's allowed.
No one's allowed, or else I'm
no one's allowed.
Enzo, the door is open for you to try whatever you want.
Oh, I love you it.
Know, you see how much freedom you just gave in my life, bro? Wow,
tomorrow we're gonna go have
my whole life.
We're gonna go have For the Win later on this week.
Thank you for
that's
that.
Beautiful.
See the liberation beautiful. You brought to my family.
Yeah.
Liberation.
Now we just gotta
now liberate
tell
yourself,
everyone.
Sir.
Tell everyone.
Walk through the door.
Well,
but thank you so much, Kim. We don't want to get to your bedtime because you know she's about to shut down on us, guys.
I gotta go.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Thank you.